Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, a podcast for Canadian small businesses. We interview Canadian experts and entrepreneurs to provide expert insight into marketing, innovation, business leadership, technology, and trends that impact small businesses.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name is Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hi, this is Kripa Anand, and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where we explore the strategies and innovations shaping the future of business. Today, we are diving into the dynamic world of the creator economy, the transformative journey from service to software, and the new rules of branding in an age of authenticity and community. Now, recent trends highlight the dramatic shift in how brands connect with consumers through social media creators, emphasizing trust, performance, and values-first storytelling. This discussion will provide valuable insights for businesses looking to leverage influencer partnerships effectively and adapt their models for digital success. Joining us today is Vicky Boudreau, CEO and co-founder of Haylist, a technology platform that simplifies and amplifies collaborations between brands and social media creators. So before further ado, let's welcome her. Firstly, Vicky, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you so much, Kripa, for having me.
It's our pleasure. Now, Vicky, the rise of the creator economy, it's revolutionizing how brands interact with audiences, right? Shifting the focus from traditional advertising to more authentic, community-driven connection. Now, I'd love to understand from your perspective, how are brands and creators, you know, redefining influence, and why does this fundamental shift matter for businesses and culture as a whole? Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think maybe we can take a little step back when social media came around almost 20 years ago already. All the brands were starting to listen at what people were saying about them online, but right. They did not really interact with them at the time. And then they found value in opening a conversation and having a presence online and making sure that they would reply to their question,
get her more. The public relations part of it, the public image part of it became stronger, right?
Exactly. And first they were just looking at it, and then they were taking the conversation, taking part at the conversation. And now I think that brands have noticed that when someone else talk about them, and not them saying, oh, I have such a good product, but somebody else that people trust says, oh, it's a good product, just like the traditional media did before. If a journalist, and it's still super relevant today, but it shifted a bit. But when a journalist says that something is great, we trust them because of their expertise. Right. So that's where the influencers came in at one point.
Wow. Yeah. So that's basically getting validation from a third party. Sort of thing, right?
Exactly. As simple as that.
That's a very insightful look into, you know, a rapidly changing landscape. And it's clear that the dynamics of influence are shifting dramatically, and businesses need to adapt to these new realities as fast as they can. Now, you know, Vicky, let's dive into the transition from service-based to scalable tech platforms and the lessons that, you know, come with such a pivot. Now, Haylist made a significant transformation from, you know, running a service-based agency to launching a scalable tech platform. So what exactly does it, you know, truly take to pivot a business model like that, including rethinking your leadership style? And what did you learn from it exactly? What's your story?
So as you mentioned, I've been in the service business for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And my first business, which is a PR and marketing firm called Becom, is still around and doing super well. Mm-hmm. I'm just less in the operation. And Haylist come from a project that was started in the agency. It was called B Nation at the time. Okay. And I saw the potential of it growing and scale faster and adding a tech component to it. So I think sometimes I think it's kind of my exam as an entrepreneur. I'm surprised how much I need to learn Right. I think that because I was in business for a long time, it was going to be easier, honestly. But now I need to build a product with the team. It's a different cycle, totally different cycle. We have our CTO, Alex, who leads, along with Nico, who takes care of all the design and the UX, but they lead a team of web developers, which are not the type of work that I can do myself at all. I barely try to understand how they do about coding and AI and all of it. So it takes me a lot of learning, like the learning curve is huge.
Right.
About like HR and payroll and finance, I'm fine, but like all the product.
No, it's okay. Everyone has, you know, different set of skills. So you do what you're best at. That is running the company.
Yeah. But it's very exciting and it evolves so fast. And I feel like now I, being more like a brand, because our platform, we have almost 7,000 influencers on the platform and we interact with them. They're as our customer as on the other side, the brands and the agencies are. So I feel focusing on one project is amazing also, and different from serving different brands and service. Wow. So the time allocation is different as well. Yeah.
No, but you know, that's an incredibly challenging, but I'd say rewarding pivot. And it speaks to the tremendous courage and, you know, strategic vision to reinvent your entire business model in the digital age. So, you know, a huge congratulations and kudos to you, Vicky, for, you know, achieving that.
Oh, thank you. I always say I'm the most courageous of the scared people. Like, I'm very fearful. I'm very nervous, but I do it anyway. And
it's so, okay. We all get scared and we all get nervous, but you're the one who actually takes action, right? And not just talks about it. Exactly. So that is what makes all the difference. So you should give yourself more credit for that. Before we go any further, here's a special message for all of our listeners, especially for all the entrepreneurs and brand leaders. Are you looking to connect with your audience in more authentic ways and adapt your business for the digital age? Remember, embracing new models like the creator economy and being open to transforming your business can unlock incredible growth. Now let's get back to our conversation with Vicky and explore the new rules of branding. Now, in today's market, you know, authenticity and community are at the heart of successful branding, with consumers seeking deeper connection and, you know, shared values from the brands that they support. And this shift is reshaping how businesses approach storytelling and, you know, engagement in general. So from your perspective again, Vicky, what are the most impactful brands built through real voices, you know, community-driven content and value-first storytelling? And how are creators leading the way in establishing these, you know, new rules of branding? How are they making their mark is the question.
Yeah, I think there was a learning curve there between all collaboration between brands and creator. At the beginning, it was wild, and sometimes the creators would be overwhelmed with the request from the brand and the brand would be disappointed because they weren't clear on the brief. So I think that there are some processes that were that took place that are easing those collaboration. And that's why we created the platform to automate every single step so it's easy for everyone. Right. But I think that sometimes entrepreneur, as your listener, maybe smaller businesses, small, medium businesses, they don't know where to start. And I would say, look at who's very active online on your social. Maybe you have like 10 of your customers that are super excited about their product. Before you go out, try to convince people that your product is great. Why don't you thank them? Why don't you send them a package and ask them if they can share with their community? Like, activate your super customer first is a very authentic and easy way to get a foot into influencer marketing. It doesn't need to be huge and big. And
yes, it just needs to be real.
Yeah, and start somewhere. And with your employees as well. Newer generation, when they buy, they want to know who's behind the company. Yeah. And if the CEO is as a presence online and they they speak up for the better and it's aligned with the values of the younger generation, then it can really resonate. And the influence is not solely for the products, but also for the company as well nowadays.
No, definitely. And that's, I'd say, again, a very powerful and authentic approach to branding. And it's clear that, you know, consumers are craving that genuine connections and shared values from the brands that they are supporting. Now, you know, women entrepreneurs, we'll have to do another whole podcast about this. But, you know, just to address this in this podcast, women entrepreneurs face, you know, unique challenges, you know, from balancing family responsibilities to navigating societal expectations. And understanding these hurdles, it's crucial to empowering women to embrace entrepreneurship and achieve their goals. Now, Vicky, you've shared insights about the unique challenges faced by women entrepreneurs. Can you elaborate that a little?
Yeah, I think it really evolves, and in our country at least, women equality of chances to succeed are kind of getting there, but there's always challenges yes. depending on the industry that you're in and so on. But I feel like seeing more women that speaks about those challenges. Because if you have like powerful women that have it all and that they're like in vacation and they are CEOs and like the kids are perfect and everything is white in the house and no stains, and it kind of put a scale that is not achievable. So I could tell as a younger myself, like, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to do it all. So I'm not going to try. So I think that we have a role as women in the industry that are getting in higher roles as CEO to show that it's not always easy. And I'm not talking about finding stuff to complain about, but just being honest that you cannot be 100% dedicated to cook organic food for your kids, right. as when right. you're traveling and when you need to take some very difficult decision for your company and so on. So I think role models are important, but authentic role models are important as well. And it's interesting because I shared a LinkedIn post lately about I was traveling and my 11-year-old was not super happy with it. And it was the first time that she would like say it, like, I wish you were not a businesswoman. I wish you would like do a 9-to-5 and come to every single thing at school. And I had a lot of comments from men actually under that post, and they were like, you know what, we have that guilt too, and it was so sensitive as a topic. So I think it's interesting, it's evolving, but I think it's all about finding what you're comfortable with and stopping the noise and just follow your gut and be with the loved one when you're with them and work as hard as possible when you're not there and you're at the office. And because trying to do everything at the same time, I think, is the worst mistake.
And, you know, speaking of inspiration, you know, genuine inspirations, I have one sitting right, in the screen next to me, Vicky. You genuinely are a testament of, you know, inspiration. Because as you said, it's not about doing everything perfectly. It's about just doing it all. And you are trying that. And, you know, it seems so genuine. So thank you so much again for taking care of your family and being a wonderful. You deserve this recognition. I know you're being too humble about it, but you deserve all the recognition in the world. So thank you from the bottom of my heart as a fellow female. Just thank you. Now, you know, let's dive into Haylist's recent Webby Award win and explore how the platform's features, you know, contributed to its success. Now, Haylist's recent Webby Award win highlights the company's innovation and excellence in the creator economy. This recognition reflects the platform's impact on marketing and content management in this digital age. Now, what specific features or innovations in Haylist's platform do you believe led to this, you know, prestigious recognition? And what does this award mean to you?
Yeah, I think this award means a lot to me because it has nothing to do with my leadership, with the sales, with the number that we achieve. It's all about the vision that we have to democratize the creator economy and make it as accessible as possible for as many people as possible. And this is translated with the work that our CXO Nico did at building an experience that is seamless, that it's very easy to use. And, you know, on social, you go back because you get used to the way it's all displayed and it's very intuitive and it's not complicated. So, and sometimes it's by taking off stuff that it makes a more flawless experience. But we also have the chance to have two amazing data scientists in-house, César and Bauer, working on the proprietary algorithm projects that really amplify and supercharge all of our smart search engine. So the way that brands can unlock and discover a smaller collaborator across the globe now with our discovery engine and have them participate in their campaigns. So we have more than 200 filters. We know of the creator have like acne, dry skin, cat, kids, cottage.
Wow.
So you can very go super niche on your research and it gives the best results. It's a great teamwork and we have amazing web developer women in the team as well. And our growth team is amazing. Honestly, the prize goes to all the team.
No, definitely. It starts with you and definitely it goes, it extends to the entire team because it's the hard work, the collective effort of all of you, with you leading them, of course. And that's a fantastic accomplishment. You know, winning a Webby Award, it's a true testament in a sense to Haylist's innovation and impact in the marketing and content management space, as I mentioned. Now, before we let you go, Vicky, if there's any piece of, you know, final advice you have for our listeners today, something that you want them to take away from this podcast episode and, you know, remember, what would it be and why?
I think it would be about remaining curious and seizing the opportunities. And sometimes they say you have to open doors and push doors, but sometimes you just need to knock on the door
right
and ask for what you want and say it out loud and make people around you aware of what you're looking for, what are your new the new opportunities you're seeking, what keeps you up at night, and being vocal about what is your dream, your vision, and so on will make magic happen. Because if you keep it all for yourself, nobody's going to come to your house, find you.
yes, and fulfill it for you, right? Yes.
Exactly. So I think it's about never stopping dreaming and being vocal about what you want to achieve. And not being ashamed of being ambitious. Just say it out loud and then it might happen.
That's so wholesome, and I kind of agree with you because in a way it is manifesting, right? When you're saying it out loud, you're manifesting it, you're putting it out in the universe. This is what I deserve and this is what I want, and that is what you did, and that's a true inspiration for me, for all of our listeners. So Vicky, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and inspiring insights with us today. Your practical advice and vision for the future of branding and the creator economy are truly valuable, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
All right, that was an insightful conversation with Vicky Boothroe, CEO and co-founder of Haylist, on the evolution of the creator economy, the transformative journey from service to software, and the new rules of authentic, community-driven branding. Haylist is a technology platform simplifying collaborations between brands and social media creators, helping them drive performance and empower creators. We also want to highlight Haylist's recent win of Webby Award for Best Marketing and Content Management. Thank you so much to all of our listeners to tuning in to Canadian SME Small Business Podcast. Also, be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more expert insights and resources that can help your business thrive. Also, don't forget to visit our website, canadiansme.ca. And lastly, a very special thank you to our podcast partners, RBC, UPS, A1 Global College, and Google for their ongoing commitments to empowering SMEs. Until next time, keep innovating and striving for success, and we'll see you in the next episode. Kripa Anand signing off.
Thank you for listening to the Canadian SME Podcast. Please visit canadiansme.ca to subscribe and join us next again as we share more expert advice from Canadian business leaders.